The Jamestown Blue Jays softball team lost a pair of non-conference games on Monday evening, losing 7-1 and 11-10 to West Fargo in the final game of the season at Trapper Field. Jared Sleppy with your local sports from NewsDakota.com. Game 1 saw Jamestown fall behind early as West Fargo scored 3 runs in the first inning off 4 total hits. The Packers would add 2 more in each of the second and third innings and led 7-0. Jamestown's lone run in the first game came from the bottom of the third after senior McKenna Jackson singled with one down in the frame. Jackson moved to second on a groundout, and Alyssa Gange provided an RBI single to make the game 7-1. Jamestown was led by Gracie Gunderson, who went 2-for-3 with a double, and 4 other Jays had a hit in game 1. Peyton Gall went all 7 innings in the circle, striking out 4 and allowing 7 runs, with 5 being earned. Jamestown committed 3 errors in the game as well. The offense would pick it up in Game 2 against the Packers, but it wasn't enough as West Fargo outlasted Jamestown 11-10. In 4 games this season, they split the series. Jamestown honored its 9 seniors, including Rachel Scheel, in between games. Scheel got the start in Game 1 in left field only 3 months after ACL surgery. Scheel exited the game after the first pitch, but still got to take the field on senior night. The Blue Jays are now 18-7 on the season and will wrap up the regular season today when they travel to Dickinson. First pitch is scheduled for 4:30, and Jamestown is guaranteed to finish in the top 4 in the WDA no matter the result. Another controversial home run in Major League Baseball last night between the White Sox and Twins with a 15-4 lead in the top of the ninth. In a 3-0 count, Yermín Mercedes went deep to left center field, and a lot of people are talking about what happened last year as well with Fernando Tatis Jr. going deep and with a grand slam on a 3-0 count with a wide margin. As for this one, the result was 16-4 in favor of the White Sox, and this game got out of hand early with a grand slam in the fifth and 4 more runs in the fourth. And from there, they were able to get 18 total hits. As for the Twins, their pitching continues to struggle as they fall to 13-26 on the season. The White Sox improve to 25-15. Josh Donaldson went 1-for-3 with a run and 2 RBI. Rob Refsnyder went 4-for-4 with an RBI. As for the White Sox, Tim Anderson went 2-for-5 with 2 runs. Nick Madrigal went deep for his first time this season. He was 3-for-5 on the day with 3 runs and 2 RBI as well. He had his average up to .282. Yoan Moncada went 2-for-2 as well in this one. Yermín Mercedes ended up going 3-for-6 with 3 RBI. And Danny Mendick, have yourself a day. He ended up going 1-for-4, but he had 5 RBI. Twins are back in action again tonight, 6:40 p.m. with Michael Pineda on the mound, 2-2 record with a 2.79 ERA. And as for the White Sox, they have their ace, Lance Lynn, on the bump, 4-1 record with a 1.30 ERA. NHL postseason resumes tonight as the Islanders and Pens Game 2 action kicks off at 6:30. Islanders won Game 1 of that series. Lightning and Panthers will kick off their Game 2 at 7 o'clock. Lightning are leading that series 1-0. And Game 2 between the Wild and the Golden Knights, that will be at 9 o'clock tonight. And the Wild, of course, winning that Wild Game 1 in overtime. So that will be going on later this evening. So enjoy some hockey, enjoy some baseball, and we'll get you ready for some sports for the day. This has been Jared Sleppy with Local Sports here for NewsDakota.com.